Hey guys, Trevor here. Welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. This episode is all about content, marketing, and conversions. So those are the three cornerstones of every e-commerce business, and that's why I wanted to go over them today with you so that you understand everything about the e-commerce sales funnel. So yeah, like I said, each part of these is a cornerstone. So you can't have a full business without all of them in place. The content is the foundation, the marketing is how you get the content out there, and the funnel is how you convert those people that are interested in the content and the products you sell into customers and then repeat customers. So I'll go over that today. This is basically an overview episode. It's not really going to go into depth in any of these, but it is going to give you a clear understanding, a kind of 30,000 foot view of what it looks like to build out a full e-commerce business. So yeah, if you are just getting started out and you just launched, congratulations. This is what is going to, this entire framework is what's going to take you from just launching to six figures and beyond. Far beyond. So it's really important that you get this and that you you take notes, all right? And if you're listening to this podcast in your car, just take mental notes, and then maybe later on you can listen to it again and take notes. So section one is all about content. So let's get into it. Content is a few different things. You need content for your blog. You need some sort of a book for your e-commerce niche. You need pages, right? And these pages are going to be things like guarantees and pages like FAQs and stuff like that. You need the product pages to be fully filled out and really well laid out. Lots of content there. And you're also going to need the collections pages for your product types and product brands to be filled out. So all of these things matter, and all of these, each of these pages can rank in the organics, and can, if you have them really well filled out with content, you can build a lot of trust and give value to your customers that way. So that's the way e-commerce works. You monetize on the back end with the products, and so you're going to have to offer the information for free. But remember when I said book, you can actually offer the information paid as well through a platform like Kindle. And Kindle is a great traffic source as well as place to make revenue. So I like to think of it as more of a traffic source. So what usually I do is make a book about my niche, and maybe even make multiple books about little sub niches within the main niche. And then that way I can drive traffic from people that like to read books to my website to read more content and articles, and then also to buy products when they're interested in that. Okay, so that's really important to know. So for the blog, you want to have a few main categories. Those include reviews, so writing reviews for the products you sell. And you can also write reviews for products that are available on Amazon, and then send them to Amazon through the affiliate program. So that's up to you whether you want to do that or not, but it's a great way to also sell other products in your industry. Another great article to write, this one is one of the first ones you want to write, is guides. So definitely write like an ultimate guide for your niche. And then you want to write different guides for the different subtopics within your niche. And if you want to go find keywords, there's a great tool called KW Finder. You can find keywords that way. And also you can just go to other blogs in your niche and get topic ideas there. So another type of article is the roundup article, or otherwise known as the resource article. And these are really good because they're super high on the value ladder as far as what people think is valuable. And those types of articles include, the best places to go, the best things to eat, whatever. All these different resource articles with a list of multiple things in one are really good. So definitely recommend making those. And they usually start with the word best. So you can look keywords up via the word best and then put the topic in there. All right, and then the other one I recommend doing is news. So you can write news about your industry, news about events, news about industry leaders, all these, news about whatever's going on in your industry and your marketplace. I really do recommend doing that because it's going to help build trust with your customers, and it's also going to help you get your name out there and rank in the search engines for certain popular topics. All right, the pages are super important, like I was saying. Having an FAQ page is really good. Having a guarantee page, having all your return policies in one place, having all your warranty policies or warranty registrations in one place, super important. And then you can also make pages that go for things like brand keywords that end with the word coupon, and you can look those up with KW Finder or even the free Google search tool. So I recommend doing all that. And if you know how to do copywriting, definitely do your product pages yourself. And if you don't, then hire a VA to do it. But you'll need to know how to write really good in-depth product descriptions and practice doing that on a consistent basis. And it's not easy, but it's something that needs to be done in e-commerce. It just is what it is in order to sell something. especially expensive stuff. And then for collections, you don't want to make it too long, but a few paragraphs isn't too long. And you definitely want to explain if it's a brand collection, explain about the brand and how, you know, you offer the best deals on that brand's products. And then if it's a type collection, explain a little bit about the product type and link to an article that's a little bit more in depth about that as well in the context there. All right, so that's the content on your website. Now I'm going to talk about the content off your website. So the marketing of that content and the recreation, reproduction of it, distribution of it. So the marketing is key. Without marketing, your content might just sit there for months and no one's ever going to notice it. But if you market it properly, if you distribute it and reproduce it, repurpose it, all that stuff, then you can really get it out there quickly. So there's a few ways to do this, depending on what you're good at. There's obviously, you can just put links to your content on social media channels, but that's not really that great. What's really good is repurposing and recreating your content in other ways. So you can recreate written content into video form, you can recreate written content into image form, and you can recreate content into audio form. So the first way that's really good to do it is YouTube, because YouTube is a search engine. So what I like to do is take my blog posts and just make simple talking head videos out of them. You can also go and make whiteboard explainer videos, because people love those and they do work really well. You just have to get good at that if you're going to make it yourself, or hire someone to do it and have a good budget to do it with, because they're pretty expensive to make. But yes, they are super valuable and people love them. Another thing you can do is make product sales videos, and if you want to do this yourself, go ahead and do it with a talking head video, but you can also hire somebody else to do it and just put pictures in the background like it's a newscast, or hopefully, you know, your supplier, manufacturer of the product has a sales video already. You can just take that and upload it to your channel with your specific channel intro or something like that. Another great thing to do is to find product assembly videos for your products and upload those to your channel as well with your product, with your channel intro, and that may or may not be possible, and if it's not available, you can be the one to make those available. So that's a great way to add value to your niche and to your website and your company. Another great way to do marketing outside of YouTube is to be a part of the forums. So forums are, you know, some industries have more forums than others, but forums are definitely a place where people go and ask questions. So being a part of the forums and answering those questions, you actually learn a lot about what the questions are people want, and you'll get great content ideas. You can take those content ideas and make blog posts out of them, make YouTube videos and stuff like that. All right, so be a part of the forums. Don't spam, though. Don't ever go on a forum and drop a link to your website. It's a bad idea. You can put a link to your website in your signature, but that's the only place. Don't ever drop links to your website. Just be helpful. People will find you naturally. And you're just going to use it as a place to get content ideas and build relationships anyways. All right, and then there's Instagram, which is actually very popular now, and every single niche and lots of people are using it. So get on Instagram and use images or video and on Instagram. So you can take the same videos you do on YouTube and put it on Instagram. You can, as long as they're less than a minute long. If they're longer than a minute, just talk about the full video being on your YouTube channel and put a link to your YouTube channel in the bio of your Instagram account. If you want to go that direction. Now, there's a thing about the Instagram account I really recommend doing is actually offering a free guide and linking to that landing page for that squeeze page for that free guide from Instagram, because it'll get a lot more conversions for you and email signups. Instagram should and can be used as a personal posting platform where you make your business more personal to your customer. So you really want to build trust with your customer. So if a customer is looking you up online and they see your Instagram account and then they see you and they see you talking like a normal person, they're really going to trust your business a lot more. They're going to know they're doing business with a real person and they're going to like doing business with you. So that's what helps build trust and goodwill within your niche. The other thing is Facebook, obviously. Now, Facebook pages aren't really what all they're cracked up to be. They're just a business card now. But Facebook groups are really cool. So if you can provide a link to a group and get people in there, it's a great way to chat with people. And the only thing about Facebook groups is that they are also becoming kind of, you know, commonplace these days. So a great way to be on Facebook is actually with paid advertising. But you have to understand, again, it's for a funnel. So create a landing page first and then make a paid ad to go to that landing page, squeeze page, and you'll get email signups. You'll get traffic that way. All right, and the last way to market your, well, not the last way, but the last way I have here is Pinterest. And Pinterest is a great way. You'll have to have a Pinterest account and a different board for each type, or, you know, different collections and whatnot. But Pinterest is a great way to market products, especially to women. So whether it's a women-based niche or a men-based niche, you know, it's great to market there because, you know, women will want to buy things for their husbands and stuff like that, so, and their boyfriends. So definitely get out there and get on Pinterest. The last place I'd like to talk about is, the place I mentioned before is the Kindle publisher marketplace. So Kindle, Amazon Kindle Books. So if you make a book, that's pretty much, you're putting it on that marketplace. You're marketing your website through there. So just consider that as a marketing platform. And then also the iTunes podcast store. So if you can create a podcast out of your videos, your talking head videos, and put it on there, then that's another place to get traffic as well. And all that's super important. It takes a long time to set each one up and make all the content, but it's totally worth it. It makes for a long-term business. All right, so now that I've gone over content and marketing, let's talk about conversions. So your sales funnel is really important to understand. I've already went over it a little bit when I talked about Instagram and Facebook ads, going to a squeeze page and then having people sign up there. But that's the key. So you can make a squeeze page actually for free using your email provider. So if you use AWeber, you can do that, or MailChimp, or Klaviyo, you can make a squeeze page for free with them, and it's perfectly fine. So all you want to do is, you know, pitch the solution to your product and ask them to put their email in. And then you want to create a thank you page to send them to that thanks them, delivers the deliverable, and then also offers to sell them something like that's a low dollar offer, under $10, like your book. So that's a great place to sell your book. And you can do that with Shopify. Just upload your book to Shopify and put a little buy button right there in the blog article. All right, so let's talk about funnel. So funnels start with your traffic source, like we talked about, all these traffic sources, all these different marketing channels. Those are all traffic sources. Google Organics is also a traffic source. That'll go straight to your blog, usually, or your product page. But the key here is that you don't just want someone to find you through one traffic source. You want them to find you through multiple traffic sources. And when they leave your website, you want to be able to reach out to them through multiple traffic sources too. So in every single traffic source you have, I recommend linking to all the other traffic sources that you have. So on your forum signature, link to all your social medias. On your YouTube, link to all your other social medias. On Pinterest, link to your other channels, all that stuff. So that way you'll get someone to follow you on more than one platform, no matter where they found you at. And that's more likely that you'll be able to reach them. It usually takes about 7 marketing touches, marketing messages, reaching them before they make a purchase from you, because that's what it takes to build trust. So make sure you get all these traffic sources built out. And then you want to make sure that they're going to go from there to some sort of either a collection, a product, or an article. So if they're top or middle of the funnel, usually they'll be going to an article or a collection page. Article is more for like top of the funnel stuff. Sometimes it's for bottom of the funnel if they're typing in a review keyword. And that's why I talked about doing review articles, because that's bottom of the funnel stuff. And if you do a review article and then link to that product, you're basically pre-selling them on the product. And if you did a good job reviewing it, then they're more likely to buy it right there. All right, so articles are a key way to pre-sell your products, so focus on that. Collections pages are really great because it's a great way to tie all the brands' products together in one page and different types together, but you have to focus on providing content. So it's a good way to organize the website, though. So they should go through one of those things, and then eventually they should land on your email list somehow. So that's the key. So no matter where they landed on an article, a collection, or a product page, you really want to get them on your email list. So using pop-ups, footer opt-ins, sidebar opt-ins, offering free guides and stuff like that, you want to get them onto your email lists. That's key. So you'll want to create different lists for different offers, but usually it's just one list for a discount, one list for a guide, and then it goes from there to your abandoned cart. And so the next step usually is that they would add a product to cart, and if they purchase, great, then they'll get your new purchase, thank you, here's all the information you need about your order kind of thing, and then here's an upsell. That sequence comes after they purchase. But if they don't purchase, they'll get your abandoned cart sequence, which is important. And you got to, sell them and stuff like that and give them more value there. But yeah, that's pretty much the funnel. So that's how it works. And yes, like I was pointing out, it starts with the pre-sales and the traffic sources, pre-sales, product pages, and then abandoned cart. And then it goes through the checkout process and then thank you and upsell. And that's pretty much it. And you can go beyond that and go, re-engage with past customers, get them to buy again and again and again and again. You can even, send them other offers to other websites of yours or to affiliate offers, things like that are relevant. Just be careful with that. So, and that's all through email. That's why email marketing is key. So I hope this podcast was helpful, guys. I know it's kind of an overview video, but it should give you an understanding of what you want to go out and learn more of. And that's sort of the idea here. So I hope you really enjoyed this. And definitely subscribe to the channel. I want to reach a wider audience and help more people build their e-commerce businesses. This is the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. My name is Trevor, and I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day. Bye.